This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head.
All right, we got Kevin. Let's talk about artificial intelligence. George wants to talk about local level involvement. Jesse wants to talk about geoengineering. Melissa, I kind of got behind here, but I'm going to be getting to your calls. Melissa wants to talk about vaccines, but all of these agendas that are going on out there orbit around the fact that if we get our country back under the control of our own government and not special interest, then we can fix all those problems. But Larry, you've seen the arrogance of Hillary thinking she was going to win, and her now saying on three different programs they plan to overturn the election. I hope the cowardly Republicans know, if they just read the Financial Times or the COG article out of Atlantic Monthly, their plan, or foreign affairs, or public affairs, they've all four written articles saying the same thing. COG, bring government under a civil emergency under COG, have this shadow government then administer the new election, and then we never have a real election again. And they said all the Republicans that were in the last election will be removed and will be under a new election. And that's why Obama signed that executive order federalizing elections that all 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, said no to. I mean, this isn't as plain as the nose on your face, Larry. They've stated their battle plan.
Absolutely. But again, remember, this is what I've got to convince your audience, Alex. We have the math on our side, and Republican congressmen, you better hear this. You don't have a base of support. Donald Trump has a base. The only elections Republicans have won since Ronald Reagan was the lesser of two evils. President Trump owns the Republican Party in this upcoming primary. And we will pick 2 to 6 Republicans in the next 3 weeks, maybe 4. And Alex, we're going to burn them. We're going to burn them hard. I feel sorry for them in a way. They deserve it. We're going to prove that you can.
No, you're right. Listen. Ryan's hanging on by his fingernails, but we've got to pick some mid-level ones that have been cowardly and burn them. So the others, understand, you fear Soros? You better fear us, you little creatures.
That's right. Alex says right now, listening to this program today, the number of people that will listen to this broadcast today far exceeds, Alex, the numbers in the paid organization called Antifa. They have to be paid to do what they're doing. This audience does it for love of country and love of God.
Well, and it's beyond that. We're going to be conquered and dominated. People now are really starting to fight hard because they realize this is serious. It's here. Everything we warned of, everything we tried to stop. But notice, right as they're about to crest and take over, Trump stands up, all this other stuff happens. God's giving us a chance right now.
Absolutely. Every day, Alex, I'll hear from people that get hold of me. And people tell me, people I would have never dreamed would come from them. They tell me they have turned off their televisions. Some of them have said they've thrown them out of their homes. And they listen to this network, yours. That's all they listen to. Millions of people have awoken to the degree that they've thrown the damn televisions out of the house.
And the next move is just have them run for office, have them call Congress, have them do YouTube videos, and we will overwhelm the enemy. This is a total fight for our lives. LarryNichols.news, LarryNichols.news. A lot of great information there. Larry, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon. There goes Larry Nichols. Thank you, sir. Now I know, folks, Larry's awesome, and I'd forgotten I had him on. I got so wound up, I didn't even look at my call list there. NicholsLive@AOL.com. We want to support him. His new book's out, Larry Nichols Live. But before I go any further here, I just get behind. I open the phones up, and then I get another guest on, and then I don't get to your calls. But he's coming up, and It's Mark Dice. We're going to talk to him, and then we'll take your calls. It'll be a nice grab bag of interesting questions that are kind of wild card for Mark Dice straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Please spread those sites.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least the freeway.
We're back live broadcasting worldwide. And for the rest of the hour, Mark Dice is joining us. In fact, the last 20 minutes, so I've got a family issue to attend to. He is going to be hosting. And then coming up in the fourth hour, we are going to have John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Always informative. So much news and information to cover. But wow, Mark Dice has been, I don't know, doing media stuff for at least 12, 13 years. He's got a degree in radio, television, film, and he's a media analyst, and he has millions of viewers a day. It's so exciting just to see. He's always been successful, publishing books and reaching millions of people on YouTube. Then they would ban his YouTube channel, and we would support him when that was happening. So we've been through this censorship a long time together. And then famously, he'd call talk radio shows and bring up Bohemian Grove and things like that. But now he really has hit his stride and is doing masterworks of real news exposing fake news, and his trolling and his memes. And just everything he does is just amazing. So it's so good to have him here with us for the hour. Mark, obviously I've got a lot of issues to cover and a lot of questions I have for you, but where do you want to start first? I mean, they're saying Matt Drudge is a Russian agent. They're saying Trump's racist because he talked about sovereignty. Brian Williams is back on TV, even though he's the king of fake news. You've got Kimmel saying he wants to beat people up. They're trying to invoke assault on folks. I mean, we're in the middle of like a culture war, a civil war. What would you call this time and space we're in, A, and B, how is team sanity, team common sense? I wouldn't even call us conservatives. Just team free market, a team reality. How is team reality doing?
I mean, we're on the verge of an Orwellian nightmare where people are being disconnected from the truth, so they don't even know which way is up. I've been doing this so long that I remember back in the day when Jimmy Kimmel was actually a comedian, and now obviously he's just a liberal propagandist. And we're seeing this strange attack against traditional or independent small media outlets, small YouTube channels, rising big news outlets like yourself, because there's no coincidence that right after the election, they launched this attack on the media, of course, blaming fake news and the Russian conspiracy. And this is coinciding with the rise of social media personalities, new independent companies using the social media technology, because Facebook transitioned from a social networking company into a news company when they introduced their trending topics. Now they suggest which stories they think people would be interested in, as opposed to people just sharing what they want to with their friends. And YouTube transitioned from a place to post funny cat videos or little clips of, you know, Charlie biting his brother's finger, you may recall that viral video, to companies like you and personalities like me who are now dominating the mainstream media. And it's not only just us, it's thousands of smaller channels. And so we're seeing some new censorship rolling out. They're trying to remove the financial incentives of people like me on YouTube, demonetizing virtually every one of our channels, every one of our videos. Their censorship is so specific now, Alex, that there, many people don't know this, but when someone uploads a video to YouTube, it's automatically transcribed, and you can actually go and see the transcript. So their AI transcribes what is said in the video. And so now, if you just talk about certain things in the video, it's automatically, most of my videos now are demonetized as soon as I upload them. They're done processing, immediately demonetized, before any titles, before any tags, before any descriptions. So it used to be that if you were to, you know, title a video something having to do with terrorism or police, or you know, have some descriptions in there about with some keywords that they felt were, you know, sensitive or violence or sexual content, they would automatically demonetize it. But now it is off of what is actually said in the videos based off of their transcripts. It's getting very scary because we're seeing them trying to remove websites, alternatives to Twitter, Gab, a social media network. I know you just had their CEO, Andrew Torba, on earlier this week. This is a very scary time, and that's why it's not time to sit back and relax. We have to really triple our efforts because this we may be in the last few months or years of the free internet that we've all, or that many of us have grown up with.
It's the best of times, worst of times. It's because you've been so effective. I've been so effective. Drudge has been so effective. All these thousands of new rising channels that reach hundreds of thousands a day, millions a week, the smaller channels, tens of millions a week like your channel. Same thing with our channels. And we're winning the culture war, so they're saying, we're going to censor you. We're going to demonetize you. And we're like, okay, take the money. And they're like, no, you don't understand. We're not going to let people really share your videos anymore. But despite that, people still hand share our videos. They hand share your videos. So still we're rising. and the globalists are panicking. So as you know, last week Zuckerberg came out and said in the next year he's going to spend $1 billion flooding not just Facebook, but YouTube everywhere with his own scientifically created stuff to target the masses. Facebook videos to try to dominate and basically jam everything. So they now understand the future is going to be factoid, quick, short videos like yours, like Paul Watson's. And so
Google has also announced a program where they're going to be paying for, starting off, 1,000 journalists that they're going to have infiltrate 8 news agencies. And Google is going to pay for them. They're trying to market this as if this is like them joining the ROTC or them joining the Peace Corps. It's like, come and serve as a journalist. And so Google, it's called Reporting for America, and they're going to fund 25% of it. The news agencies are going to pay for half of it, and then they're going to crowdsource. Sure. The other 25%.
And let's be clear. The Glenn Becks have been filled in on this plan. That's why he's totally Benedict Arnold, destroyed himself with his main audience, because he's been told, we're going to shut down all the competition, we're going to flood things with fake conservative-oid garbage, but a bunch of liberal and establishment garbage. So their answer is they're going to flood everything with content trying to drown us out, and then they admit that that's actually their plan while they censor us, while they block us, while they attack us. This is an epic battle. So as you said, we may just have a few months of anything being left.
YouTube also is paying and promoting and literally flying talent out to their headquarters to the YouTube Space LA. They've been doing this covertly for years. Social justice warriors who they're promoting, who they're giving funds to, or they're literally turning over their YouTube studios to and giving them a whole staff to help them produce their content in order to try to counter our message. Here's what one of the people involved with Reporting for America had to say about Google's new plan to send, starting off, 1,000 journalists, again, which they're going to crowdsource.
And those will be fake news operatives that read talking points just to add more faces to it. That's their technique on CNN and MSNBC, is panels with 7 to 10 people all making it look like it's a consensus. They're going to create focus group TV programs to create false consensus.
They're trying to find what are called social media influencers, people who have a sizable social media following, so that they can then post their articles and have them go viral through their social media followings. And so here's what one of the guys affiliated with it says. He says it's going to be a rigorous and probably a pretty tough process to get in. You know, there are two selection processes, one for would-be Report for America core members, and another for news organizations that want to host them. Oh, so, sorry, Alex, if you want some of these people at InfoWars, you're going to have to apply, and it's a rigorous process.
Well, let's be clear. They always make it elitist, like have biometrics on your Mercedes when it's an enslavement system. So, we clamor to have Google give us money. But really what you're getting is Google not blocking you and Google embedding. And I don't want to get into this. It was behind the scenes. It was done privately. But I had Google 6 years ago reach out. I had Facebook 2 years ago reach out. And they just said, look, just stop. And we'll fly to New York. It was all just like out of a movie, though. Just be a little more friendly, and we're not going to block you, or we're not going to block you. And then suddenly my videos were all getting 2 million, and then for like a month they go, oh, you're not being very friendly, and it's right back down to 100,000. And they weren't making me get the millions of views. They were unblocking me and letting me have my own success. So that's how this works, is they literally just influence peddle.
I mean, they go on to say here that, well, the reporters will need to persuade us that they have both the skills and the character, a commitment to public service. They're doing a public service now to have an impact quality.
They're moving to is not YouTube, but YouTube and Facebook all have their own people. Everybody else is kicked off, and only folks that are doing the service of the SJW can be on.
Those are the ones that are going to be promoted, obviously, because a lot of people don't know this, but people who have Facebook fan pages, which is, what all public figures have, or any, band or any brand on Facebook, I mean, they limit the distribution unless you actually pay them to publish and distribute your posts. And I think to reach everyone that subscribes to my page, I think it's about $5,000 for one single post. So they don't want our information to be seen. So it's going to be this handheld, small group of social justice warrior chosen people to be promoted. And you know, this is what they're trying to do to control the information, to control the narrative again, because they've absolutely lost it. They're freaking out. I see reports in mainstream media complaining about you and Paul Joseph Watson and other people on social media. I mean, almost every day now. They just don't even know what to do. And so at some point, they're going to continue to clamp down. First, they're going for some of the more, you know, extremist, racist people and shutting their accounts down. And then they're just going to keep coming down and say, well, you know, Paul Joseph Watson, your anti-immigration video is pretty racist.
They're already demonetized all his videos and are now, they deleted hundreds of his videos just last year. Some videos with 37 million apiece.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, Strange Days Have Found It. Strange Days are here. Mark Dice of MarkDice.com is here with us. I'm going to be carrying his new best-selling book. We know it's going to be best-selling. Many of his books have been bestsellers at InfoWarsStore.com as soon as that sucker comes out in about 3 months. I know some of the subjects. It's his biggest book. Can't wait to see that, especially now that his audience is so huge. That makes me sleep better at night, folks, knowing that Paul Watson's huge and he's huge and there's a lot of other big people now, because it's scary to be the one guy that's big. But getting back to Mark Dice, I watched him drinking coffee during the break, and it was the Jay Leno show back when he was hosting. Jay Leno, I know for a fact, would have kept the show. He had higher ratings. The ratings dropped massively when he left. He would not just attack conservatives every night. He's not even a conservative. He's more like a libertarian. I know people that know him well. He's a listener of the show. He's a patriot. And Jay Leno would not play ball. And so he's gone. That's why they have these complete hacks now. And it's weird. There's this paradox where they've got all these HBO shows, Showtime shows. I'm talking about myself, but I have to. They have all these programs where they have Comedy Central shows where the person says they're me, says racist things, and then I don't get to respond because they go, oh, it's just comedy, while they censor me in the real world and try to shut me up, Mark Dice.
You know, Leno was pushed out when he was number one for over 20 years, which doesn't make any sense in terms of the television business. You don't push somebody out when they are number one, when they've been number one, when there's no indication.
I mean, I know people that know him. He's even kind of said it. He said he's not going to sit there and divide America and be a big jerk.
Well, he was the first late-night comedian to pull the gloves off and start going after Obama. And if you recall, I mean, everybody was really soft. Even the jokes about Obama, they were very light. They weren't even, you know, jabs at him. They were just sort of jokes about him and the administration, all to make him look like a good guy. And then after, I don't remember exactly what point it was, but after the hope and change started wearing off and turned into, you know, regret and despair, Leno took the gloves off. And I remember, because I was a big Leno fan, when he started making very very serious jokes about
him. He started tearing Obama up, and they fired him.
They got rid of him. And, you know, the comedians are propagandists. I mean, I think it was Time Magazine or Newsweek even dubbed what they're calling the John Oliver effect, in that John Oliver's audience is a politically active group, and that John Oliver uses his platform, obviously, not just as comedy, which I guess you could call it comedy to some, but as a political activist organization. And so they actually are calling his, a political agenda the John Oliver effect, because he's having such a powerful effect on various legislation and on our culture. That's why this is a culture war. You know, that's why I'm excited in a couple months, you know, to promote the new book. It's going to be so good, and that's why I'm so glad to see InfoWars grow from such a, you know, from a basic operation to what it is now, because it's so crucial that we counter this propaganda that they're putting out on a daily basis. I don't know what they're going to do, because they're losing so many viewers. Nobody's watching the NFL anymore. Nobody's watching these award shows.
I was about to say, the NFL has record low viewers. All of them are imploding because we're sick of being beat over the head with SJW. Where do you in your gut see all this ending?
You know, I think it's just going to turn into more of a Huxleyan circus, where I think they're going to just start basically bribing people with lottery-type winnings to watch shows, sort of like you do on your local radio shows. You know, the 10th caller gets free tickets to, you know, go to such and such a concert. I think they're going to just start offering people money, or they're going to have to offer people chances to come and hang out with your favorite celebrity. Oh, come and hang out with Jimmy Kimmel. Just watch the show and, you know, text in, and you're going to be chosen. I'm not sure what they're going to do, because their audiences have dwindled. They made a slight comeback, the liberal cable news channels, since the election, before the election season, back in like 2014, they could barely get 150,000 viewers.
Sure, and that dead cat bounce is now wearing off. But they also have this UN phenomenon where the globalists control all the money, and they have these big robot factories where they're going to, quote, give everybody free money, a basic monthly income. But to do that, you've got to sign on to the government's SJW agenda. Just like, oh, you'll have a YouTube site and we'll pay you now. We're demonetizing everybody else for real success. No one gets money unless you prescribe to our code of ethics.
Yeah, they'll start banning people, just like the Patreon, a sort of an alternative funding mechanism for content creators, YouTubers, banned Lauren Southern, just a conservative YouTuber, because they just didn't like what she was doing. They violated their terms of service. That's why this relying on this technology is quite dangerous. It is the best of times. It is the worst of times. It's a double-edged sword, because it's amazing what we're able to do, but at the same time, at any point, they can completely cut us off, shut us off.
And let's go further. Clearly, they say that they're this combine, they're this utility, so everybody can be there. but then they discriminate against us. But now banning Gab, kicking them off Google platforms for apps, foreign governments kicking them off just because they're a truly open place for people to talk. I mean, it's next level with Google and Facebook and Twitter, Mark, as you know, supporting government platforms, supporting Saudi Arabia and Iran, giving them the intel at Twitter on blasphemers of Islam to kill them. It shows they're ready to climb in bed with any authoritarianism as fast as they can jump in that dirty bed. We'll
be back.
On
the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living.
From the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And it's all over.
The unknown soldier.
Unknown.
All right, Mark Dice is taking over for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then John Rappaport's going to be hosting the full fourth hour. Before I go any further, I had one other clip I wanted to play for Mark Dice, but we were just talking during the break about how crazy this is. And I remember back when Kim.com was in the news, and he was saying, oh, Hillary's Christmas presents are coming. Oh, it's over for you. Assange is going to release the mother load. And then I was talking to all these journalists. I mean, Assange was doing London Guardian interviews, Fox News interviews, New York Times interviews back then. And then they acted like Roger Stone trying to talk to him was proof that he was a Russian agent, as if there's proof that Assange is. It was just so many degrees of baloney. And I remember talking to, I'm not going to name the reporters, but talking to Stone at the RNC and even other events before that, and going, here, let me meet with this New York Times reporter. She talked to Assange today, and he was obsessed with Assange. Hey, I'm trying to, a Guardian reporter that I know is going to be going in next week, and maybe he's going to get my question into her. I mean, into him. That's the Russia investigation on Roger Stone, that he tried to talk to Julian Assange. Everybody was. I mean, we sent him probably 50 emails asking him to come on. Does that mean I'm a Russian agent? How come the New York Times could interview Julian Assange, but if I try to, Mark Dice, I'm a Russian agent?
You know, I think this is one of their final steps in trying to shut us down. It's first they accused us of being all a bunch of alt-right white supremacists. That totally didn't work, backfired. I got several reports to issue retractions after they defamed me, accusing me of that. Then they call us all a bunch of Russian agents. Doesn't really work. Then they try to demonetize our channels. We're still going. Then they try to just get us shut down for terms of service violations. Now we're seeing other alternative decentralized systems popping up. The Streisand effect is working. It's just bringing more attention to our cause. So then they go for, I mean, really one step beyond just assassinations, and that is to try to just sue people or get them to be investigated criminally, which is, I mean, it could be $50,000 a month just to defend a basic lawsuit, just to get a lawsuit thrown out. So, I mean, it could be $5,000. It's just outrageous. And so they know that they can bankrupt people. You know, I just read a report that Roger Stone had accumulated $500,000 in legal fees or is expecting to. And so it looks like this is one of their most vicious and desperate attacks to try to shut us down. I mean, it's quite outrageous. Call us names all you want to, even if it's defamatory. It doesn't really have that big of a damage against us because our audience knows the truth. We can have a platform to respond. But not everybody can respond or could afford tens of thousands of dollars a month in lawsuits. So it's very, very important. We're in really, really critical times right now. Quite a scary time. Quite exciting, though, to see what's happening now. But it's definitely not the time to fall asleep at the wheel.
Again, Mark Dice of MarkDice.com, best-selling author, commentator, filmmaker, you name it, joining us right now. Historically, if a country's even quasi-free, shut down of the press and shut down of voices turns them into superstars. And all their attempts at censorship, I mean, what, they banned your YouTube channel already, was it 6-7 years ago, and then again a few years ago? That only made you bigger. Same thing with us. So I don't understand. Don't they get, now that they admit they want to ban us, and then Hillary attacks me 7 times in her book. She attacked me again last week. Don't they understand that when they call us dark heart and evil, that people know she's evil? So even folks that didn't know who I was, they're coming to newswars.com, infowars.com to find out what all the hubbub is.
When I heard Hillary Clinton call you out by name during a speech, my jaw just dropped because it was a tremendous gift that she gave you. And I knew that you were going to put that clip into your bumpers because it's hilarious. It's really an honor. You know, sometimes they say that you could judge a man based off of the size of their enemies. And you can't have much of a more sinister, well-connected enemy than Hillary Clinton. But I think they really do have a mass mental illness. They don't even know what to do because the fact that she's out with her new book is just ridiculous. I mean, most of the people even in the
she shows how crazy, exactly. Even her own liberals go, you sound like a whacked out nut. And you're blaming everybody but yourself.
She everybody but herself. I mean, from WikiLeaks to the Russians to you to fake news to Facebook, it's ridiculous. And you even have people who really like her, but they're trying to be nice to her. I mean, she was on Stephen Colbert's show the other day. I just saw a clip online, and he even said
they're like toasting champagne.
He even said to her, though, he said, a lot of people are, you know, asking, you know, why don't you just go away? And you can see her facial expressions during her interviews are just bizarre. I mean, she looks just totally whacked out of her mind. She looks like she needs to be sedated, or she probably is sedated.
Well, by the way, I was told by our sources, and that's why they have Chardonnay up there as a joke, that she was falling down drunk election night, throwing things at people. And I got that from the Secret Service, just like they told us she was collapsing every 45 minutes, and a month later was caught on tape. I mean, these are real sources. And
she was expecting to win, so she didn't have a concession speech written. That's why they had to wait until the very next day to come out and admit defeat, because it's breaking tradition. Everybody has a concession speech written because you just don't know what's going to happen. It's part of the plan. When you're one of the top two contenders, you plan for anything to happen. They didn't even have a concession.
And then they make a joke about how she's a total alcoholic that physically attacks her staff. I've been reading that and talking to FBI eyewitnesses that were in the White House 20-something years ago. She was throwing ashtrays at people and beating men up. I mean, she is a vicious demon.
Her soul is definitely twisted. I mean, this is, you would just look at her face, and this is the kind of torment that someone is experiencing when they lose a spouse or when they come down with a serious illness that's going to get them in a few months. I think that part of this is a strategy from them to try to portray her as being strong, to try to pretend like if she just, you know, she's not going to go away, because if she just disappeared, it may look as if she's weak, as if she gave up. So I think part of the strategy with her new book is to come out and pretend like she's strong, she can take it, to keep this hype going about this Russia conspiracy. And, you know, we talked earlier about, you were talking earlier in the show about the wiretaps, and now it's totally been debunked that, well, they have wiretaps, Manafort. They have
wiretaps. I'm in the wiretaps. Law enforcement was so upset they gave me the secret wiretaps. And let me tell you, it's my private number. It's Trump's private numbers. It's real. Notice the media never touched that either, Mark.
Let's not forget that the CIA admitted that they actually hacked into the Senate Intelligence Committee's computers when the Senate Intelligence Committee was investigating the torture and interrogation, the enhanced interrogation techniques during the Bush administration. And so they fully admit this. The Senate Intelligence Committee is the group of congressmen who are given classified material and have a high level authority to monitor Congress or to monitor the CIA to make sure that they're not doing anything illegal. And the CIA was spying on them to see what they knew, just like they did to Cheryl Atkinson, former ABC reporter, CBS reporter, when they admit the CIA was hacking into her computer, CBS admits this, when she was investigating Benghazi, because they wanted to know her sources. They wanted to know what she knew, who she was talking to. I mean, this is third world level dictatorship tactic.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times it comes out in a newspaper that some guest I've had on had their computer hacked into and ours for the CIA, and then it's given to the FBI, and then there they are in federal court using it against somebody in a federal court, and I've been spied on and now learned no warrant. They even use this stuff in court with no warrants. And then they go on the news and act like, oh, it's not happening. I mean, I've been sitting there before, because the CIA, different groups of it, call me up and stuff. I'm not going to get into it on air. It's just a total wreck. And the thing is, I don't want to kiss the CIA's butt, but there are a lot of patriots even in the CIA. But it's the globalists, it's the socialists that infest the schools, the corporations, the deep state. There's a civil war there. Mark Dice is taking over here in 1 minute. Please support his great work. Find his books at markdice.com. You may already know all this information, but your friends and family and neighbors don't, and they're finally ready to listen right now. So make hay while the sun shines. Follow him on YouTube at Mark Dice. As well, 1,119 subscribers just on that channel, despite the fact they've made him start over twice, deleting his channel twice, if his memory serves. I'll ask him in a minute, but briefly, 50% off the highest quality storable foods out there, fresh, they last 25 years, vacuum sealed in the big plastic tote containers from My Patriot. Promo code READY at checkout gets you 50% off instead of 10% off. I'm extending it because of the Mexico earthquake and all the rest of the crises. They've authorized me to do this. I was going to end it this weekend, but they said, no, you can keep going. But they don't want to slow down their production. They ship within days of your order. So if they start slowing things down because the orders are so high, this sale will end in the next few days. It may go for another week, a week maximum. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All of the fluoride-free Super Blue mouth care products, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, that's all on sale. We've never done this before, 50% off. That is going to end as soon as I get some new specials together because we're selling out of it. So I want to stop it and have it at full price a while before more comes in a month, because we want to fund our operation. Because we sell more when we do these big discounts, but we sell a lot more to fund ourselves. So thank you all for the support. Now, back to the one, the only media critic, author, and researcher, Mark Dice. He'll host 5 minutes for the next hour, and then John Rappaport, exposing fake news, is coming up straight ahead. Now, let's go right back to Mark Dice.
you know, we're talking about the wiretaps with Paul Manafort in Trump Tower, and they're saying Trump, well, may have been, you know, collected on those wiretaps. They actually haven't just specifically wiretapped him. I mean, Edward Snowden, back 4 years ago when he released his treasure trove of NSA documents in 2013, revealed a program called Project Mystic. And again, this is 4 years old. Who knows how old those documents were at the time that he even obtained them, where the NSA was recording every phone call in an entire country on a 30-day buffer, okay? So they literally have a program, and again, with the advances in technology in 4 years, this is most likely the entire globe's conversations, on a 30-day buffer 4 years ago. So every single phone call that was made in an entire country, audio recorded, transcribed, then put into a text file, most likely, so it can be searchable like Google. So it's not even just someone that is targeted specifically for a wiretap. They theoretically and most likely can go back and find any conversation from any person from the last several years and then do a keyword search on it to find out specifically who is talking to who and what was said at any given time. That's how scary this is. That's the Orwellian nightmare. This is what Edward Snowden tried to talk about. And it's important to really bring home that the fake news industry, the mainstream media, they've been manipulated by the establishment, by the deep state, for decades. In the 1970s, there was a congressional hearing which was investigating the CIA doing assassinations and all sorts of other illegal activities, and then inadvertently uncovered Operation Mockingbird, which was the program to pay the mainstream media under the table to act as gatekeepers and propagandists for the establishment. 50, at least, CIA agents or journalists, editors, CEOs were in this program, half of which the Congressional Committee admits were paid by the CIA. One of the people involved with Operation Mockingbird, it's a couple different names that we call it. That's one of the biggest names. Another one is he called it the Mighty Wurlitzer, because the Wurlitzer was a jukebox back in the 1950s. A jukebox, obviously many of you are familiar with them in bars and restaurants. They can play, you know, within reason, almost any song that you want. And so they called it the Mighty Wurlitzer because the CIA could get the media to play any tune that they wanted. And so it's important to bring these, you know, historical examples of fake news and the names of these programs, Operation Mockingbird, the Mighty Wurlitzer, back into the consciousness of everyone, because we're in this, you know, information war, as Alex's sort of tagline has been for probably a decade at least on the InfoWars website. So it's so important. That's why they're trying to shut us down. I mean, at some point they'll probably have the web browsers, Firefox, Chrome, etc., just block InfoWars.com or other websites. And that's why some of these public, some of these social media services really need to be regulated as if they are public utilities, because Twitter or Facebook or an internet registrar shutting down a website or shutting down your account or even censoring a particular post or a video on YouTube would be the equivalent of the phone company listening to every conversation that you and your friends have and then canceling your service if they just didn't like what it was that you were saying. And this would be like the post office if you were sending out your own magazine or a newsletter like people used to do back in the 1980s and then the 1990s before the internet sort of took over that. It would be like the post office deciding not to deliver your magazine anymore because they just didn't like what it said. This is the level of censorship that we're at now. And this is why it's more important than ever to get involved, to keep spreading this information, instead of following websites through social media, to just bookmark them directly and visit them directly, to sign up for the email lists so that you can get the newsletters that way. I mean, just imagine if, let's say the Postal Service again, we're to shut down specific magazines. Well, we just don't like what you're saying. That is exactly what these social media companies are doing when they're censoring people. So we've been documenting the fake news. Alex has been doing it for probably 15, 16 years. And so it's important to bring some previous examples to the forefront. Previous examples, most of the fake news, let's face it, comes from the mainstream media. I mean, they're the ones that have the major distribution channels. They're the ones who most people believe. And so we've seen fake news from major networks like NBC News blowing up a GM truck and setting lit flares underneath a car and ramming it into it back in the 1990s during an investigation into faulty gas tanks from General Motors trucks. They were sued by GM and had to admit that they staged the explosion. They put a fake gas cap on the gas tank, put lit flares underneath the car, rammed it into a truck, and then gas spilled out of the gas tank and it exploded. And they were, again, trying to investigate a real concern about faulty gas tanks on certain model GM trucks. But they staged an explosion and it went viral. Everybody started freaking out about this, you know, dangerous gas tank. Well, GM sued, found the vehicles that were in the junkyard, had them analyzed forensically, and determined that, and then NBC News later admitted that they staged the whole thing. This is on a supposed news channel. I mean, many of you may recall a hilarious kind of example on, I think it was NBC, another NBC, or maybe this was ABC, during a flood, and they went to a live shot, and they showed a reporter in a canoe, and it looked like there was 6-7 feet of water in the middle of a suburb, and then a couple of guys came walking along, and the water was ankle deep. Okay, this is fake news. Fake news is when Newsweek, big trusted publication, puts out a story about American soldiers flushing Qurans down the toilet in attempts to taunt detainees at Camp X-Ray. And then it causes riots and deaths in multiple Middle Eastern countries based off of a fake news story. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mark Dice, sitting in for Alex Jones.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fake news machine. Fake news, obviously, as we covered last segment, dates back decades. But in the last, really, year, last several months, they've ramped up their operation trying to shut down the real news, trying to shut down networks like this. When we have ABC News, which was sued for actually, they were sued for billions of dollars, but they settled for, I think it was $175 million for putting out a series of fake news stories that helped to almost bankrupt an entire industry. Many of you may recall the pink slime scare. And so that was about a meat producing plant, and they showed, you know, some of the food processing before it reaches the grocery store, and it looked a little bit strange, and they coined this term pink slime, and it scared so many people away from buying beef from this company that it almost bankrupted them. And so they sued for several billion dollars. ABC settled for what was the equivalent of an entire year of their profits because of fake news from ABC. CBS, the flagship station of 60 Minutes, the hard-hitting investigation show, many of you may recall a few months ago they did a segment about fake news. And the examples that they used of fake news websites weren't even fake news. They were parody websites, satire websites like The Onion. Nobody in their right mind would read any of the examples or most of the examples that they showed and think, oh, it's fake news. They're literally a parody of real news showing parodies as fake news. One of the stories was a headline about how Donald Trump, after having a colonoscopy, had a brain tumor discovered. Well, get the joke? Yeah, they're looking in his rear end, and they find where his brain is up his butt, and they find a brain tumor. That's an example that CBS used on 60 Minutes as fake news. Meanwhile, the parody Twitter account of the administrative arm of North Korea has duped countless mainstream publications from USA Today and an array of other ones into reporting fake news because they can't tell that it's a parody Twitter account from North Korea's government. Just for years now, this fake DPRK account just tweets out ridiculous statements as if they're coming from North Korea that anybody should be able to tell is a parody. And publications keep reporting it as if it's real news. I mean, we saw a parody Twitter account of Michael Flynn, again, that wasn't verified, had no followers, being quoted by Nancy Pelosi as evidence of the Russia conspiracy after he was forced out. The fake Michael Flynn Twitter account tweeted out that I'm a patsy, he said. And so Nancy Pelosi quoted that at a press conference. And then Dan Rather posted a big diatribe on his Facebook page about how this is bigger than Watergate. Dan Rather, of course, was really forced out of CBS News after their fake news during the Bush administration about fake documents that they said were real about George W. Bush's service record in the Armed National Guard that they didn't even verify were real. That bloggers, that independent bloggers looked and said, well, wait a minute, that's a Microsoft Word document. That text, that font, wasn't even available back when those documents were supposedly printed. And so it wasn't CBS News investigators that found this out. They were the ones who were duped, either willingly or negligently went to air with some fake documents that were turned out to be a total hoax. Not to mention the mainstream media, all parroting fake.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You deserve